Good friends and fairs, good friends and fairs, good friends and fairs, good friends and fairs, good friends and fairs.
Welcome everybody to episode 14 of Good Friends and Fairs, the only podcast where you could replace a host with a cocker spaniel and be roughly the same podcast. I'm Stephen.
I'm Lee.
Fez.
I'm Matt. I reckon I could probably be better with a cocker spaniel, actually.
Yeah, if we got Fez out for a cocker spaniel.
Any of us.
I reckon the cocker spaniel would probably contribute more.
Cocker spaniel is probably a bit too highbrow. We could probably get
right
some
money. I'm right here.
They don't molt as much as Fez either, which is good.
Sick of brushing your hair off everyone's furniture, Fez?
Alright, let's get into it.
General Chitra.
Wow. Well, guys, I was thinking about it the other day. I haven't washed my jeans in 3 months. Is that a bad thing or what?
That is an excellent thing.
That's a normal thing.
Yeah? So you guys don't wash your jeans at all?
I wash my t-shirts a lot more regularly.
Oh, yeah, t-shirts is like a pretty much one-wear, two-wear thing. But I was just, I smelt kind of my crutch as I was in the car.
Jeans are a guy thing. Like, girls change their outfits every time they go out. Guys literally just rotate through a t-shirt with jeans and the same of everything else they wear.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that goes for washing. You don't wash them either.
Yeah, that is the issue. It's like, well, if my jeans are in the wash, what the hell am I going to wear tonight?
True like, that.
I've got,
true
you
that.
Know, a few different t-shirts, but that's my go-to jeans. Yeah.
Your jeans are supposed to have the night on them. Like, stains, you're supposed to wear them like badges of honour. Like, you should stink.
Also, your underwear is protecting most of the smell.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, you guys wash them?
That really brings
my next
question.
Next topic. Yeah.
Interesting. Cool. So, yeah. They kind of smell, though.
Depends what you've been doing, you know? If you don't like
I've just been farting in them a lot. Like, I haven't spilled anything major on them.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no spaghetti sauce or anything, but it's just,
the usual thing.
The occasional bit of beer and
blood, semen.
Yeah, blood, semen, and, you know, the perfume. And
yeah, as long as you haven't been doing, like, a commando course in them, I think you're probably fine.
Good. No, I'm glad I cleared that up.
Also on commando, as long as you haven't been freeballing.
And if you have like flaky skin down there and it's like covered the inside of your jeans, maybe give them a brush every now and then.
Yeah. Well, you're saying my balls have dandruff.
Yeah.
I don't use Pantene Pro V. Just
I don't know what's going on.
Sweep out there. The crotch region. Nice one.
With a dense comb. One of those head lice combs?
Although when you're living at home, did you get them washed regularly?
Yeah, more so than
I've more so.
Yeah. Well, that was more of a mum thing though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
like, oh, you boys are disgusting. I'm going to wash these.
Oh, dear.
And she would have been right to do so. But
true that. But doesn't happen now.
No.
Now that I'm independent and shit.
So what's new?
Fezzy, do you wash your pants?
No, not really.
You filthy animal.
Do you wash it? do you wash any of your clothes?
Well, I used to wash them like a fair bit, but then after they start obviously fading.
You just give up on them?
Yeah.
That's another good question. Would you rather stink or have your clothes ruined? I mean, toss up.
That's true. Yeah. You get a faded. Like, you know those cheap like t-shirts you get from Thailand or some shit?
Oh, yeah.
After you wash once, it's probably got a...
Some of them last alright, though. I've got a couple from Thailand that are still kicking. And that was in 2009 that I bought them.
Okay.
It's 4 years old and they've still got their print on it.
I don't even wear the stuff that I bought overseas anymore because it's all that like polyester shit that doesn't breathe.
Yeah.
All like the bintang singlets and stuff.
Yeah,
it's like wearing a leather singlet.
It's arseless chaps with bintang written on it.
Oh, we got Calvin Klein jocks over there. Needless to say, they weren't genuine.
Yeah, I would never buy counterfeit underwear.
Really? I'm wearing counterfeit underwear right now.
And are they comfy? It's,
yeah.
How many litres of ball sweat are you keeping in them?
Yeah, look at this Calvin Klein. I got these in 2009 from Thailand.
Oh,
they cost
my
me
God.
33 cents. And they still fit. They haven't got one hole in it.
My bums don't even last.
Those are better than my genuine Calvin Klein.
Yeah. See?
Jeez, alright.
Probably made the same sweatshirt.
Yeah, that's true. Just two different boxes.
Just one of them gets a lunch break and the other doesn't. I don't fucking hit you.
In fact, it's probably better because you've just gone straight to the source.
Yeah, that's
it. You've got the pure shit.
The lady was knitting them for me as I bought them.
Tailor made to your exact specification.
Exactly. To fit around my bum.
Yeah.
My bum. My bum.
All right, guys, let's move it on to Loopy News.
Hello, and you're listening to Leroy's Loopy News. Today's top story, just imagine having an erection for 8 straight months. Sleep, eat, then you go out to work, catching a bus, going anywhere out in the public, and you just have this major boner every single day. Basically, this 44-year-old guy from New Jersey has recently had a surgery which involves placing an inflatable penile implant inside the shaft and a fluid reservoir under the abdominal wall and a pump inside the scrotum. So pretty much in order to get that part on, you just need to squeeze your testes. What happened was after the surgery, this guy claims that his scrotum grew to the size of a volleyball. Now there's a saying, are you happy to see me or is there a banana in your pocket? What would you guys think? I mean, poor dude, eh? Would you guys ever even consider the fact that you put a penile implant in the future?
All right.
Wow.
I've got to say, the one big thing that was scary about doing that is if you blew it up too far and it went boom.
I exploded my cock.
And if it gets done by a bit of funneling of the ball action, you could be well in the bedroom. Some girl who's unaware of this, you're a bit drunk, you've forgotten to tell them. They take a few too many squeezes.
Even with jeans, the way they're cut these days, they're quite tight. So every step you'd walk could pump up a little bit. So, you know, all the other kids with the pumped up dicks, you know.
Oh, you'd have to be a gangster rapper.
What if you had itchy balls? You'd pop the end of your dick with about 3 scratches. So the dude had a pump in his ballsack.
Yeah, he pretty much had a pump.
That's badass.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
It's like a Reebok, pump deal.
Is it the first of its kind? Like just a pump?
No, I don't know.
I've heard about that stuff before.
Yeah,
but I've never heard you squeeze the balls out of pump.
Yeah, that's a bit too comical for me. Yeah. I assume they make a
The old car horn.
Old Fritz sandwich with the raging boner.
Yeah, and there's a little lid that you like open and it deflates after.
And if you fall the foreskin, it goes. It's like a balloon.
And if the girl's giving you a BJ, she just gets like helium in her mouth. She's like, that was great. This is the biggest one I've ever seen. You wanted to get bigger, give a few more squeezes.
It seems like it's a little over-engineered, isn't it? Like,
yeah, I know. What happened?
Ball pump inflated dick. Like,
I guess it's just everyone's getting lazy these days.
And lazy. I've never sat there and been like, oh, I'm aroused, but I can't like biologically get my dick hard.
Look, baby, I'm sorry, but I just can't be bothered getting it up tonight.
Yeah, it's like if you want to go for it, give it a few squeezes. Yeah. Knock yourself out. But I'm just laying here.
I'm just do my thing, baby.
But so yeah, I think his question at the end was something along the lines of, "Would you get it?" Imagine that you couldn't naturally get it up. Would you go, oh yeah?
No, imagine a nation needed.
All right.
Well, how much cheaper would it be? Like, obviously, the surgery itself would be like, you know, a couple of grand.
Compared to like Viagra.
Yeah.
Maybe it's impossible without even Viagra.
Ah, well, if it's I'd rather have a pump up dick than a flaccid dick if that's the end of the day.
Yeah, but if you had to have all or nothing, like you are boner or nothing.
Oh, boner for my whole life or nothing forever. Yeah. Ooh. Well, I survived like 3 years called teenagehood where I had a boner every day pretty much. Just so
flip that shit.
Yeah. And we wore a blazer at school, so I covered it. So it was all right.
Blazer?
Although, I guess it'd be more accepted for a teenage to have like a hard on than an old bloke. Covering it up with a blazer or whatever he wants to wear.
I'd like to hope that an old man isn't still wearing his year 9 school uniform with a hard arm. That's weird.
Can I just say, I just pictured Lee walking around using his boner as a coat rack. Yeah. Where quite obviously he meant he would just close the blazer while he
keeps
was wearing
his cap on it when he takes it on his head.
Yeah, I say good day to you, sir.
I don't know why I jumped that. Immediately, rather than cooked.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If there's no other way to get around it, sure.
Yeah, put a pump in it.
Yeah.
So, what would you go? No boner or flaccid for the rest of your life?
Those are the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just said the exact same thing.
Interesting. I just have a boner for the rest of my life. I'm sure I'd learn to deal with it.
Yeah,
I've heard they can be quite painful if they go on for a long periods of time.
Mm.
I only last about a minute usually, so I've never heard of this. But
never had the issue before.
Yeah, but surely you could take like some form of painkillers or something for it.
Probably. Rob Voltaren in it.
Just wear really tight jocks, strap it to yourself.
Genius.
Next bit of news.
And for the next top news, Japan. We all know Japan has weird, weird fetish and pleasures. For example, they worship penis god. They're into tentacle monsters. They have sex festivals, naked festivals, and all sorts of stuff. But here's a new fetish that is just ripping through Japan. And guess what it is? It's eyeball licking. Also called oculolingitis. Apparently these crazes have been around for years, and health experts in Japan are worried that this recently reports of teenagers turning up to school with an eye patch or eye infections. Has any of you licked someone in your eyes? I know I didn't, but I wouldn't even dare touch my eyes with my finger. Well, if you're into weird fetishes, go to Japan. The best place to go to. And that's all for Leroy's Loopy News.
Filth.
Guys, yeah, that's pretty messed up.
You know, I'm of the mind of don't knock it till you tried it.
No, I'm going to knock it. Yeah. No, I'm going to knock it until I die.
So I'll see you knock it, and I'm going to try it.
Yeah?
I'll never be back here in a week.
All right.
I feel bad for the chick that like somehow accidentally got poked in the eyes and then rocked up to school and knows the school's slut. It's just, and she's got a sore eye,
gonorrhea infested fucking eye infection.
Yuck,
crusted over.
Yeah,
well maybe they should make like condoms for your tongue or so your you eye. Can yeah. practice safe eye licking,
because I think doesn't your tongue have like the most one of the most bacteria
yeah.
like, all the parts of your body, so if you're gonna be licking someone's eye,
it's and cool. the eye must be one of the most exposed, surely.
Yeah. And they actually reckon as well, I was reading an article on this, I beat Leroy to his loopiness. I was reading about this shit like a day ago. But that's how bored I was at work. But they say that the taste buds on your tongue are that coarse that it actually can scratch like the parts of your eye. Yeah. So you get like scratched corneas and whatnot. It's just, don't do it. Don't lick eyeballs.
Yeah, if you're sitting there listening to this, looking to lick your partner's eye, stop.
Lick them. Oh, fish, you disgust me.
Yes. So, fish, you're saying you would get on board with it?
Why not?
Well, a multitude
of reasons.
People
put weirder shit in weirder places. Lick an eye. You only live once. Just fucking lick.
Lick shit. Would you get your eye licked?
Yes. You would?
Yeah.
If we found someone who was willing to lick your eyeball, would we have photographic evidence of it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It has to be a female.
Yeah.
Well, if your girlfriend's willing to lick your eye, can we photograph that?
Yeah. I got no problems with that.
All right.
I don't know what her thoughts are on this.
Everybody, in
she
the
just
next,
has to take
in the next couple of weeks, we'll try to find a female to lick Fish's eye. Check it out.
Wait,
face.
Do I actually, considering all the bacteria...
No! Don't knock it until you try it.
Can
Fish.
I be the licker? No.
Nah.
Damn it.
Nah.
Are you happy to receive it?
Yeah, I suppose.
I'd like her to say, like, take it, Fish. Take it. Holds
bearing
it down.
Over me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to make you so blurry, babe. Yeah.
You're not going to feel your eyes for weeks.
You're going to have to walk around with a patch on like a fucking pirate.
With a new wounded pirate.
Everyone's just going to say, arr, was it worth it, Fish?
All right, facebook.com/goodfriendsandfairs, photo of the eye licking, if we can get it done.
Fuck my life. Oh, we'll get it done. Now we've made this big deal about it. Everyone's going to crucify us if we don't put it up.
All right.
As long as it's not Fez. Although I'd love to lick your look at those big gorgeous bastards.
Sorry, Fez, how do you feel on the eye licking? I don't know if you've commented.
No, I wouldn't.
Aroused.
The cards wouldn't have my eyes licked.
Which one would you prefer? Would you prefer to receive it or give it?
Give it.
Yeah.
No one wants to receive that.
I think that's just the general like male... motion though, everyone would prefer to give shit than take it. That's just hardwired into our brains for some unknown reason.
I don't know, that doesn't apply to oral sex, man.
Have you been to jail?
Says the man in the port guernsey.
Yeah. Whoever walks around and goes, look, I just want to suck your dick. Like, that's all I want from you, nothing else.
All right.
I just like the taste of dick.
Another picture coming to Facebook.
Look at that shit.
We're going to get a full album of this.
I'm going to start digging this hole.
Getting eyes lit, sucking dicks. All right.
Good friends and feds.
We now start on the porn site.
Yes.
Good lord.
Sickening.
All right. Anyway, Quirpsy, let's move it over to your segment.
Hey, MasterChef. Fuck you. All right, this is my new segment called Fuck You, MasterChef. Pretty much, judging by the tone of my title, I don't like the show MasterChef. I think it can get fucked.
Get out.
No,
get
it's shit, mate. It's shit. Really? It's terrible.
I interpreted that title, man. I thought there was a comma there. It was like, fuck you. Oh, yeah, MasterChef.
No, completely together. Completely together.
It's a question? Fuck you. MasterChef? Like, yeah.
20 fucking million episodes. It's terrible. But obviously people are obsessed with food. That's what's popular. So, what my segment is I'm going to go around the table and ask each one of the podcasters to make a brand new TV show that's not a cooking-based show using three ingredients.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So, who wants to kick it off? I'm not going to kick it off with Fez first because we don't have 3 hours.
Go for it, man.
You ready?
Let's go around this way.
All right, Stephen, you ready? All right. Your ingredients are avocado, fillet of kangaroo steak,
okay,
banana.
All right. It's pretty much a Gladiator-esque type show.
So is it reality or fictional?
It's reality.
Okay.
So sorry, not Gladiator the movie. Gladiator. You probably have an equivalent in your country of like, you know, the strong man fighting with poles.
I doubt our Afghanistani listeners do have gladiators, but
you'd be standing on podiums.
Mm-hmm.
Avocado is all over the floor, so it's quite slippery.
Oh, yeah.
And you've tied a kangaroo steak to a banana, and you got to knock the other dude off his podium.
How big is his banana?
No, the kangaroo steak's reasonable size as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, you just swap, and it's a raw kangaroo steak that you just slap in the wind, try to poke them off, really, off their avocado infested podium.
I like it. Has it got a catchier name than Gladiator?
Oh, we needed a name as well, didn't we?
Well, no, let's get real creative.
What's more catchier than like banana steak avocado fighting?
Let's call it meat slap.
Meat slap. Next week on Meat Slap. Rory McEwen, an IT officer from Brunswick.
So it's going to end up like that. B-grade celebrities just hitting each other.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
I do.
If we've got a fucking show about people diving, we can have a fucking show about people
meat hitting slap.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining how you just... You're going to squish that banana.
No, so the banana's... Yeah, the banana's still in the skin. And that's your handle. And then you slap it with the meat. But yeah, that's part of...
Fez is losing his mind here.
That's part of the peril. If you squeeze the lard too hard, just screw it.
Peril?
I just imagine out. Like much like Wipeout, another reality TV show.
Just
some people would get onto the podium and just like slip straight off because the avocado.
Yeah.
It's just like that guy didn't even get started. And then if you do that, and like everyone just gets to give you a slap while you're on the ground, you just get like
how many people at once?
Oh, if you fall off, like five at once, just go with the towel on you.
So it's like just. Yeah, okay. I like it. I'm a fan.
Meat slaps.
Meat slap. I like that. I like meat slap. Speaking of meat slap, fish.
Yes.
You're up next.
Good segue.
Your three food items are tub of margarine, tabbouleh, head of lettuce.
Oh, there's very few solids in this. What can I do here?
Lettuce is relatively solid. Just don't break it.
I think I would have to go the way of prohibition. I think. Where...
So is it like a reality show or...
Nah, it'll be like a fictional type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Moonshine Runners, except like tabbouleh would be a banned substance.
Ah, yes.
And a sought after item.
Yeah. Which is funny because it's not.
Lettuce would be what they use to transport it, hide it in the heads of lettuce.
Sneaky.
Smuggling it in. And what was the other one? Margarine.
Yeah, tub of margarine.
Fuck, you're killing me, Lee.
Well, you're on a good thing already.
Yeah,
I like
doing,
it. It's kind of 1920s themed based gangster.
Margarine is the punishment. Margarine if you get caught handling lettuce, you've just got to eat 3 tubs of plain margarine. It is worse than a life sentence.
That's like, pretty good.
I'm thinking 50s, you know, the old school hot rods.
Yeah, I imagine.
Tommy guns.
Yeah, Boardwalk Empire, but yeah.
Peeling back the cos lettuce or something, you know, sprinkle a bit of tabbouleh. Just snort mine. <tabbouleh. laughs>
What's the show title called?
Oh, Hardcore Tabbouleh or something?
Hardcore Tabbouleh.
Hard lettuce core.
Yeah, bad to the core or something. I don't know. Rotten to the core.
Rotten to the core.
All right, okay.
The best. Rotten to the core, I like it.
I'd probably watch that, mate.
It's the best I can do.
It was pretty good. Now complete opposite the pretty good fair.
Yeah.
I'm just bouncing these segues off. You're up, kid. All right, let me give you 3 easy ones, all right?
Okay.
Boysenberry yogurt.
Boysenberry yogurt. Alright.
So specific.
So specific. It's very easy though, Fez.
Yeah.
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
Yep. And low GI bread.
Remember, low GI.
Low GI bread.
None of that high GI shit.
Low GI bread.
Boys,
with those 3, I'll do a fictional show. I think superheroes.
Superheroes, all right.
Yeah, where the hero with superpowers, he gets them from nutmeg.
Okay.
Eating nutmeg.
So he's Nutmeg Man.
Nutmeg man, yeah.
Imagine just chowing down on a like piece of nutmeg.
Well, I'm interested how the other 2 ingredients are going to come to play.
And, you know, they'll obviously be the villain, who's a boysenberry...
Yogurt man?
Yogurt man, yeah.
He eats boysenberry yogurt. Okay. Alright.
If they're the low GI bread man,
yeah, oh, no.
It doesn't count.
And he plans to... His evil plan is to turn the world into a giant low GI bread realm thing.
What?
So he's going to turn everything into a loaf of bread.
Yep.
So the world as we know it, like the water, the sky, the hawks, the people, everything is going to be one.
All the land food, all the sky food,
all the water food.
It's all bread.
Well, the birds are going to turn everything. Birds and ducks are going to take
it. That means nothing.
They're going to be loving it. Yeah, birds will be.
They will flourish. Carbs, though.
How does. I've got a couple of questions as always.
Oh, right. Like everyone else, no questions, yeah. Fez. What the hell are you doing?
This is the part where he kicks him to pieces.
Nutmeg, what powers does it give him? How can he beat this guy who gets powers, what are they, from boysenberry yogurt that makes him able to turn the whole world into a low GI slut? Like, what? Like, you've just given us 3 separate things and
put them together. Yeah.
He gave me some pretty specific
ideas. All right, we'll skip... Alright, shows don't really need plot lines these days, as you can tell. So you've got your show. You'll probably get it on Channel 7 for 3 episodes.
Yeah,
what's the title of it, though?
You're not allowed to say Nutmeg Man.
Land of the Wheat.
Land of the Wheat?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
That's alright. I like it.
Alright, so Krabs, I assume you don't have 3 for yourself.
Well,
so,
no, I'm not there yet.
I think each of us say 1.
Come up with 1 each.
Yeah, say 1 each. Fezzy, do you want to get started?
WPC Protein Concentrate.
So like health thing.
Yeah, gym workout.
Yeah, that supplement.
I think I'm going to go with lychees.
Lychees.
The fruit. All right, I'll give you something that you can work with. I'll give you a soy sauce.
Soy sauce?
Honey soy sauce. It's so like a sweeter type of soy sauce.
Okay.
Bit of an Asian theme happening here.
Working out.
Yeah, which is good in the absence of Leroy.
Honey soy sauce.
Yeah, all right. That's true.
Okay, I got it. Okay. It's kind of like a romantic drama series. All right, and there's a lychee farmer. Okay, and it's a family business. He's been working there for years, and he's a very small, pathetic, weak kind of
Fez,
weedy looking guy. Yeah. So like a Fez kind of guy.
Yeah.
Fez cake.
But you know,
and,
in the person.
Yeah, next door though is the soy sauce factory, and he falls madly in love with the daughter of the soy sauce factory owner. All right, and he realizes though that if he's ever going to win her over, he needs to get buff. All right, because she's going out with like this muscle builder dude. So he teams up with this creepy old guy that works down the end of the road, who runs like an abandoned you know, workout gym shop.
Yeah, the guy from Rocky.
Yeah, the guy from Rocky. You're gonna want it, kid. You want to get kid? You want to get big, kid? Well, I'll give you the secret. I'm gonna sell you something no one's ever had before. You're gonna get so big, you're gonna win her over, kid. It's WPC, creatine, protein, whatever the fuck they said. And through working out and getting bigger, he realizes his own personality traits, and that's it's like a long invested love story.
It's like, right, man? No, that is good. What's the name of your romantic drama?
It is called Keen on Protein.
Keen on Protein?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the most plausible one out of the lot.
I don't know, Meat Slap.
Meat Slap was good.
I reckon it's coming.
Meat Slap is just like a high rater.
I'd watch C-grade celebrities get slapped.
Yeah. I reckon I could sell it to MTV.
Imagine fucking what? Dermot Brand and just copping a fucking slap.
No, but that was good. I like it.
Nice.
Alright. Alright, Fishy. It's your turn this time.
Fishes firsts.
So what my segment is Fishes First. Now, I want a few first-time things from some young lads here. The first things are, I think, pretty prominent, you know, life-shaping events in a young man's life, a boy's life even. I want first time your parents caught you drunk.
Yep.
Always disappointing for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
First love, root, kiss, whatever that may mean to you.
Yep.
And first job. Every man growing up, going out into the big old world, first jobs. So, what have you got for me, guys?
Who's kicking it off?
Fez, we're going to go with Fez. Everyone puts him last. I'm going to put some faith in you, Fez.
You've got to see why he shouldn't go first.
That's what I started off with.
Yeah, don't fuck it up.
All right, well, it's the beginning again.
First job, first girl, whatever, encounter, and first time your parents caught you
drunk.
Inebriated.
Okay, first job. Alright, well, first job, that'll be night film.
Mm-hmm. So what's that like, stacking shelves and shit?
Yep.
Okay. Good.
And number two was the first encounter with a girl. That would have been...
With a
or a boy. Like,
whatever.
Yeah.
And don't say animal... being born out of your mum.
Animal, mineral, vegetable. Fez, doesn't matter. You just divulge. Think deep. Think
19.
19?
Yeah.
Nice.
And what? You gonna give us a bit of a story or?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping for a bit more in depth.
And I told you don't start with Fez.
like specifically, how in depth were you into her?
Oh, I don't know why it took me so long to get that little sexual innuendo that you just said.
Not that long. I don't know.
Okay. Terrible. Do you have a story for us or not?
No, I don't have a story for you. But, and the third one, probably when I was 18.
What was the third one again?
Parents caught you drunk.
And what was their reaction to that? Little Fezzy comes home, their little angel.
My mom was like, freaked out a bit because I was real para. And I'm, I was like,
you doing anything silly?
I was naked.
No. I remember, I think I went home and I started eating a can of beans.
You outrageous character.
Cold.
They weren't string beans, were they?
Yeah. That's what I can kind of vaguely remember, but yeah.
Oh, so they weren't happy. Was there a grounding as a result of this? Or?
Nah.
No, you animal fist.
No, not really.
Fucking
not.
Girls got wild over here. Alright, Quincy, let's lift the bar here.
Alright. First job was at a hardware store.
Yeah.
Just being the general do whatever kid. So I had no real role.
The shit kicker.
Yeah. They're just like, oh, they, there's a packet of screws that's come undone in aisle three. Can you just put them back in the box? All right. And that's all I did. It was brilliant. It was very bludgy.
Mayhem
indeed it was. What are we... So, the first woman encounter. What are we talking about? Just
whatever that means to you. You can tell us your first route. You can tell us...
Well, I don't really want to say first route.
Excellent.
Because, you know, it is... I don't think the lady at the moment would
appreciate it. Yeah.
I don't want to go into this any further. Anyway. No, well, so...
First kiss then, man.
First kiss. I'll tell you what, my first date...
Okay.
My first date was... I was very young. I was like 8 years old. I had a little crush on this girl in primary school.
Yeah, you were a tiger.
Oh, yeah. And mum drove me around to her house.
That was my 11 years.
Zinger! Mum drove me around. I had a bunch of flowers for her, and I gave them to her on Valentine's Day. And she probably was like, "Oh, thank you." Moist. And then we played on the playground for like an hour, whilst I assumed my mum and her mum had coffees, and it was all very sweet and loving. So I do have a caring side.
What's played on the playground code for, Lee?
Oh, with the slippery dip?
Yeah.
That is no sexual innuendo. She grabbed onto the monkey bars. No sexual innuendo.
Is that what you call your balls now?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, went up and down the fireman pole. No sexual innuendo.
Swing party?
Swing party, yes. Back and forth, that's how I do it. No sexual innuendo.
Good grip on that pole. Nice, firm grip.
I was 8, man. It's not cool.
You did.
Anyway,
you
did. So that was my first little innocent play date thing.
Nice.
What was the third one?
Oh, the drunk.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, first time I got drunk. Yeah, that was a crack up. My sister's 18th. Nice. So I think I was 14 at the time.
Good.
And it was a dress-up theme. So I was dressed up as a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Now, for whatever reason, it didn't dawn on me, and I had no idea that if you drink too much, you will vomit. I had no idea that that was the case.
It's one of those learn-by-doing experiences.
Exactly, yeah. So I think I had something outrageous like 8 beers and 3 cruises when I was 14.
That's pretty good.
And I was just like,
I've got mates that couldn't do that now.
I know. That's why I'm not your mate. Because I party hard. No. So I ended up in the toilet at about 11:30 at night, vomiting through my leprechaun beard.
Nice.
That was hired from a costume shop.
That's
and sick. I looked up and Mum and Dad had opened the door and both were just staring at me. And I was like, oh, God. So they put me to bed. And they're like, well, now you know what it's like to drink too much. And hopefully you don't do it again. And I've been drinking piss ever since. I love it.
Really started saying fire in the belly.
Good on you, man.
Yeah.
All right, Steve Oss, what do you got for us?
All right, my first job was I hired out wheelchairs and prams at the Royal Adelaide Show.
How did you get into that line of work?
I knew some people. I was like part of a charity and I knew some people. Like, because you got to know people to get some classy jobs.
You
like
need connections to get into the world.
Yeah. In that business, is who you know.
It's a competitive market. Dog eat dog out there.
Just quickly some things about that. Like, the wheelchairs were so... Because they're all just, like, donated wheelchairs and prams. So some of them were good and some of them were really dodgy. Yeah. You try to give the good ones to the people that look like they needed it.
Yeah.
And there was this one lady came in with, like, an 8-year-old kid. And she wanted, like, a pram for this kid. And she's like, hey, give me that pram. I'm like, no. Like, that's for, like, a 3-year-old. Like, you will crush it.
Your 18-year-old son is not allowed to ride in.
Yeah. And she's like, no, he'll fit. Get in it. And this kid is, like, climbing into this pram that he's never going to fit into. And I'm just like, shit, I don't get paid enough for this. Because I got paid next to nothing.
Slave labor.
Yeah, and eventually I gave her some pram with a bum wheel. Moving on.
Pedaled leather.
Oh, first encounter with girls was when I was about... I'll say 6 just to beat Quirbs, but it was somewhere between...
Just to beat Quirbs.
But it was somewhere between 6...
Love is not a race!
No, but it was somewhere between 6 and 8.
It's not?
Oh, fuck.
Somewhere between 6 and 8. I was living in Belfast at the time, actually, and at my primary school there, I was quite the ladies' man, as it turned out.
Studying abroad or two?
That was good, I got that.
Yeah, that was that.
You said study abroad. That's a nice pun. Seafest, you can learn from that. he's using humour to entertain people.
Yeah.
Back to the story at hand. So there's these two girls at my primary school, and both asked if I could go to the disco with them.
Oh.
And I said yes to both of them.
Disco.
Nice.
Yeah. Thinking I was... Well, not really thinking I was a player, more just to shut them up. Because as we've discovered in past podcasts, I wasn't really into girls that much at that time. I just wanted to go play my video games. And
I wasn't into girls that much.
We've already been down the gay line. Let's move on. But as it turned out, my dad wouldn't let me go to the disco anyway, so I stood up both these girls. They were very angry at me, and I didn't speak to another girl until I was 15.
Nice. Good.
Good first encounters. I like it.
You got cock blocked by your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's illegal in so many ways.
What was the final? Nobody can remember the third one when it comes to it. Drunk.
Drunk.
Drunk. I was actually younger than when I spoke to my first girl. I was about 5.
When you were drunk?
Yeah.
Irish bastard.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad had left, like, a beer on the steps.
Oh.
And I just had a bit of a sip and, like, pretty much passed out from about half a...
Sniffed it?
Yeah. Half a beer. But if you want a real one was... When my parents called me drunk, that was the original question, wasn't it? First
yeah,
time
probably. I think it's more funny when they find you drunk in their business.
First time parents called me drunk was girlfriend at the time dropped me home after I'd thrown up in her car. And I was just completely out of it. I was like, fuck you, mom. Fuck you, dad. I felt so bad the next day. I woke up to just this note left on my computer monitor saying, you really embarrassed me last night. Never have I felt more shame.
Yes.
Brilliant. Good call. That's what I was going for. Just I'm angry, the weird disappointment.
Yeah. I was probably about 17 then. I was some 5-year-old kid. Yeah. Like, fuck you, mom.
Where'd you learn language like that, boy? Smack the taste out your mouth.
Yeah. So what are yours?
First job, I was a dish bitch at a butcher. That was graphic. constantly finding, you know, chickens. Trachea and stuff in buckets and things, beaks. And, yeah, good times. I got paid about $42 a week for that. It was,
yeah, good, great times.
Well, what else was it? First time my parents got me drunk was after a party at which I think I filled up my mate's bathtub with vomit. My mate carried me home. We were an hour late past our curfew and then continued vomiting all over my bed.
How old were
you? Maybe 9 or something.
Yeah, bloody hard.
See, about 14 or something.
Yeah, something like that. You know what it's like when you get mixed up with the wrong crowd at high school? Yeah, mum and I couldn't even go to training the next day. Mum and dad like both took me to training and made me go to the coach and tell them why I was unable to train.
Oh, that is good. Good parenting.
Yeah, and my first bang, I think, was on...
First bang, he's got
to take jump in. Ironically, that's what she said. I think it was on my mate's floor in his room.
Classy.
After she was like, oh, was that good? And my mates, little to my knowledge, both awake with their hands in their ears. They just piped up, yeah, fish, was that good? Oh my God, I can't believe they heard that. I was like, well, yeah. So that was them. It's good times.
How old were you then?
14. It was the same night, no.
I was going to say, wow. I don't know, maybe... Teach me.
Well, not now.
He's a 25-year-old man. Yeah. Teach me your ways, bitch.
It was last night. I think I was 17. I think it might have just been before my 17th birthday, or just after or something.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, cool.
So, yeah.
And that's that. That's my segment.
That was, like, I've got to say, you've come a long way in 3 episodes.
Definitely, man. You came with nothing the first one, close to nothing the second time, and something.
Yes.
You came with something. It was good. I liked it.
I liked it as well. Thank you, Fish. And now it's time for my segment. One-liner. Shiners.
People, if you were able to see Stephen's face just then, ridiculous. Ridiculous.
We need to get a video podcast going at some point.
We do.
I think for Fez's face as well, because it's pure look of disappointment sometimes.
Yeah. You can't get a grasp of how little Fez actually does unless you're here watching it.
Right, so my segment is One Line of Shiners. This segment revolves around everyone in the group, including Leroy, who's done it via SMS, has given me a one-liner to say to a random person, and also the type of person that you need to say it to. Now, so we put these categories into the one-liners and the type of person. We split it into two separate hats that we have here. And
when do we have to have this done by? The next podcast.
Yeah, so I want everyone to say this one-liner to whatever specific category of person is by the next podcast. So you have a fortnight to do it and obviously report back how that one line went down. Hopefully there were hilarious interactions.
So it's like an interactive type gig.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully nobody actually does give you a shiner.
Well, the opposite opinion. You know, good stories.
If Fez comes with one, he probably just got another dick in the eye.
Which is quickly occurring.
It actually is.
No one will probably even ask how he got it.
All right, so let's just go around here. And whatever two are left, we'll pull out for Leroy, because he'll do it between now and the next pod as well.
Sounds good. All right.
So this is your one. Yeah, let's go with Querbsy, one-liner, and your category person. So,
all right. I'll draw the person first.
Can I just point out that Lee is currently reaching into a penis-shaped hat that we've decided to use for the raffle.
And the other hat's a teddy bear head.
Yes.
So that makes the penis cute. You didn't have any normal hats.
Oh. All right, the person I've got is a hairdresser's receptionist.
Very good. Do they even have, very specific.
Do they even have receptionists?
Well, you don't know. Well, tell you the truth, I did write this one. I managed to draw out the one that I picked. But this you know the people who answer it was like, oh, hello, Kabuki Hair, this is Rebecca. Yeah. So, her. And the line...
The line.
Is...
If you get your own, I'll cry.
Yeah.
This is already coming unraveled.
Oh, what? No! Nah.
What was the line?
No. You can sit on my face, lovely.
You can do that.
No.
Man, that's pretty far.
Whoa. I like it. That's just straight out sexual assault.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, though. Because if you can ring up a hairdresser's reception, you could just
do you can
do the prank call thing and then bail. If you had to go in and... That's pretty good. If you had to go like your grandma...
That's true.
If you had to say that to your grandma or anyone else face to face... I reckon Nana would take sitting on her grandson's face too
long. I'm going to be really, because,
just don't call your regular hairdresser.
Cool.
If you go in person, I'll give you more props.
Especially
my God. Well, I've got to think of a way that I can say this that isn't incriminating.
You're going to make sure you
good
get,
God.
You're going to make sure you get a girl.
Are you accepting it?
Well, I'd like not to, but I guess I have to. That's the thing. I'm just going to try and think of a way.
Was that too far? Because then you guys like,
It definitely was, but Quirps is a
I'll manage something. All right,
what's this one?
Wait, it's supposed to be, by the way, saying it to the first person, but for that one, I'll give Quirps the way out, because it is a bit extreme.
Yeah, fine's acceptable.
Fine's acceptable for that.
That would be a shiner.
So, Fez, this is your type of person?
Elderly woman.
Elderly woman?
Oh, God.
It's got to be a random person, like I assume yours would be anyway, but somebody that you don't know. You can't just say it to your grandma first. So.
Yeah.
Although, depending on what he gets.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's easy. Yeah, I accept it.
Come on. Easy one, Fez. Redraw.
That was Leroy's line.
Which one, though?
Actually, they were both Leroy's. You got both Leroy's, I think. Yeah.
Alrighty, here we go. Reaching into the penis.
I'll figure something out.
Reaching into the penis.
This is the person. No, this is the line. This is the line.
The line.
Hopefully you'll be able to tell as well.
Hopefully I don't get mine. I did get mine. Can you please have a look at this rash?
Man, I'm trying to get
shit. And now you gotta find the person.
Oh. Good lord. This is backfired. This isn't mine. Check out chick.
No. That's not bad. That's all right.
What's your line again?
Can you please have a look at this rat?
Oh, okay.
All right. Type of person. Type of person is construction worker.
Oh, please be something very sexual.
That was mine, so this hopefully doesn't backfire on me.
Pick the
line I have to say to the construction worker is also mine, unfortunately. You have the most beautiful eyes.
China. You're going to get the China.
China. Oh, man. That's not good. All right, let's pull Leroy's out. So Leroy's line is, how far in can you get?
Nice.
And the type of person he needs to say that to over the next fortnight is a drive-through attendant. So a fast food drive-through type of place. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. All right, so what I want to do is everyone report back next time. And I want everyone to write, I didn't tell you guys about this beforehand, but I want everybody to write four rhyming lines. We'll get Leroy on the guitar. We'll make a song out of this next time. We'll call it the One Line of Shine song.
Ah.
It's going to be something.
What were the lines that we said?
With the lines and also the reaction.
Oh,
so
good.
Tell the story in four rhyming lines. We get the guitar out.
My line, now I'm doing time. Yeah. For sexual assault.
Exactly. That's the kind of shit that I want.
Oh, God.
So, dude, I gotta tell a construction worker they've got beautiful eyes. If I can find a female construction worker, I might be alright.
No, yeah, but she's a Giada.
That's good.
He's got a hairdresser, he has to say, you can sit on my face.
Alright.
I'm gonna be creative with that, so like, something's gonna happen.
Yeah, you can say something beforehand, the premise.
Yeah.
You play, everyone can do what they want. All you have to do is say that one line.
Line, yeah, alright.
How you approach
I'm
it.
So sorry.
No, I ran the gauntlet.
Alright.
I got speared.
You could do it while you're sitting down, you know, you've got the curtain around your neck, getting the hair gun. kissing on my face. There is no escape for that. She's got you in a chair covering exactly. her own hair with scissors.
Oh,
can you sit on my stab?
No, and it's the receptionist as well. So she's not cutting the hair. You have to like yell it to her while you're getting your hair cut. Like, hey Linda, by the way, can you sit on my face?
Excuse me, what? Nothing.
I'm picturing him about to scream it and someone turns the hairdryer off just at that point.
All right. So that we're done with all the good segments this week. So we're moving on to Fez's segment.
Yeah. Now
Fez, bring us in.
It's time for Fez's movie reviews. And last week I told guys to watch The Pineapple Express.
Brilliant movie.
Good movie.
It's okay.
I was just wondering. Yeah, obviously, it's a you could say it's a stoner flick.
Well, it's written by Seth Rogen.
I would have said rom-com.
Okay, but do you guys generally find stoner flicks to be funny?
Some of them can be a bit lame.
Yeah.
I really like Friday. Friday is good. Friday is my go-to stoner comedy.
See, I think that I reckon The Pineapple Express is the funniest of all.
All of them, yeah.
But so what it is, like, I like about it is it's realistic. You know when you watch these stoner movies and it's just like, oh, I'm floating on a cloud and like purple dragons are coming out.
Okay, the way they react to
it. Yeah. It's literally just them making bad decisions, talking shit and giggling.
And wigging out.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that part. Yeah. At least.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it's necessarily that realistic because like when he kicks his foot through the windscreen.
But what is realistic though is if you drive and he's like, just drive fast and brake. So the other car drive in front of you, they did it realistic as, you know, when they brake, the other guy just brakes next to him. No one ever just goes brake and the other one just drives past.
That's very hard for listeners to know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I saw the hand motions and I don't really get it.
It's the same bit where he's kicked the...
Is it the same bit as it? I only saw it in the cinemas and I haven't seen it since.
I must admit, I do like him driving around with fucking foot hanging
out. That bit was funny. The Davey Lighthouse motherfucker bit's a bit overplayed, I reckon. Like, it gets too much credit. Like,
that was brilliant.
It was good.
He shoots him in the toe.
He shot a dead man's foot off. with a fucking sawed-off shotgun. Priceless.
I reckon... I thought Craig Robinson made it. The guy that said, I seen that.
Yeah. I don't hate the movie, and I thought it had some very funny scenes in it, but I thought overall that some scenes really dragged.
Quite liked it. I can see how you'd think that though.
It's like, it's much like if you ever, I guess it is a stoner comedy, like if you're around stone friends and you're like stone cold sober, haven't even had a couple of beers or anything, you're chilling with them.
Oh, cool.
So the stuff they're talking about, you're like, fuck off,
absurd.
Guys. Yeah.
Like,
I can't get in on this at all.
And
that's how I fell through some of the scenes. I was just like, ugh.
All right, well, how many blunts out of five would you give the film?
Philly blunts?
I'm giving it a big 4.5 blunts out of 5.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's like one of the funniest those that team of comedy lads have done.
Well, they've only done 2, haven't they? Superbad and that. Oh, they've probably done a few others.
Nah, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Seth Rogen didn't write that, did he?
No, but it was in they're all, they all have their...
Yeah, I saw that in group. Knocked Up.
Yeah, Knocked Up.
What about the Fairy Tale one? Dick around his neck.
What's their new one?
What is that new one?
End of the World or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. End of the World, yeah. Where it's like everyone, like every actor or actress, isn't it?
There's like How High and stuff.
How High. I enjoyed that more than Pineapple Express.
Oh, really?
It was funny, but it was.
How High was good.
This is the first like stand-up.
But I was heaps younger as well. I reckon when I watched Pineapple Express, yeah.
Yeah.
If I was 16, I would probably love Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Is How High the one with the smoke?
Weed? Yes.
They smoke their friend.
They're at the university. They get into Harvard. Yeah. It's like, I study hard, take the test hard, get high scores.
that's great logic. I'll give this film 4 out of 5, just because I reckon it is probably the best of that genre.
Stoner comedy, is that the genre?
Yeah.
It's at the pinnacle of a very low mountain.
Yeah.
Well, would you give it for shit?
I'd probably give it, 3.5 to 4.
So 3.75?
Yeah, 80-ish%.
80-ish% concentration?
Well, 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5 is 80.
4 out of 5, yeah.
Is it 80%?
80-ish%.
Okay. I'll give it... Did you say ish as well? Because it's weird.
I hella did.
I'll claim like I did.
See what I did there?
I'll give it 3 out of 5. I can't jump onto it as much as you guys are, but I didn't mind it.
All right, cool. And next week, I'll be getting rid of this movie review segment. And
excellent follow-up to a segment.
Is that because, by the way, the segment we've just done is shit, and I will never do it again.
Is that because nobody ever watched the movies?
Actually, this will be a good segue into Twitter questions, which is our coming up segment. Stay tuned, listeners. We had a tweet from Ty Alex on Radio. Check those guys out, by the way. They said, next movie review you should do The Ladies' Man, because Will Ferrell's wrestling character has many parallels with Fez. Hashtag makes more sense if you've seen it. Now, I haven't seen it, but have you seen it, Fez?
No.
Oh, okay.
I saw it a long time ago. I'll need to watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might watch that again.
I might watch
it. Probably better than most movies that you've asked us to review. Sure. But if, like, I haven't seen this character, but I assume he's like a dumb, sweaty...
Thanks, man.
just a cunt. Really.
All right, let's move on to Twitter questions, shall we? So, Twitter questions this week. The first Twitter question we have is from KDR at Hooted Magnolia. Her question is, if you had a choice in the way that you get to die, how would it happen? Fez got a choice. He has never been more queen dads.
Tell you what, we'll go to the person who we all wish to die.
More queen, Fez.
I would jump out of an aeroplane without a parachute.
That is so morbid.
That is an expensive way to die.
Yeah, but who gives a shit if you're dying? Assuming you paid for it, you're not leaving the cost to your parents or anything.
His life partner, like Francois, might care.
He's got to be less than the bill. Jump out of an aeroplane. Why? Just to feel that?
Yeah, fucking that adrenaline rush and bang.
Why don't you jump out of an
aeroplane? We don't encourage anyone to do that. anyone?
But I would get suffocated by boobs. I'd just have just boobs. I'd just be standing in a room and just boobs come everywhere.
I'd like
and just suffocate me. And I'd just drown in boobs.
I would like if it was the Total Recall chick with like 18. Yeah. Just hold you tight. Sleep now.
One man boob army.
What about from the dictator? As a dictator with the Sacha Baron Cohen?
I've never seen it.
The chick with the huge boob just fucking.
Yeah, I just want to get beaten, smothered, and eventually drowned in boobies. That'd be awesome. It'd just be such a rock and roll way to die.
It would. Asphyxiation by breast. Picture the cops coming. It's another one.
That's it's the fifth time this week, goddammit.
It's a classic boob suffocation, Johnson. Write it up.
Steven, what are you...
Well, Fish can go if you want.
I don't want to put anyone out.
Mine would be, I've never played cricket, but for some reason I'm waiting at the bus stop with the cricket bat, waiting to get on my bus.
Yeah.
I get on the bus, and like the driver has got like this chicken pecking away at his neck.
How involved is this story?
And I take my cricket bat, I smash this chicken, turn around, there's like 100 chickens staring back at me, and I just go to town. All these chickens yelling out shit like, this is excellent, smash chickens, like, cluck you.
I want to go out swinging
at chickens.
Wow.
And then, eventually the they swarm me and they just peck me to death.
That'll be a long and painful.
Yeah, but
you'd be fighting for a long time. A cricket bat, you'd be
exhausted. It would take excruciating pain.
I know, but like that chicken would be like pecking my eyes out, and I'll be like, yeah, that's right, I killed your wife.
You know how long it would take a group of chickens to get through to any vital organs? If they could at all,
doesn't matter, man.
When they start like pecking at your dick, you just,
that'd probably be the first thing they go for.
Well, you wear a cricketer's box when you play cricket, so
you're gonna be padded up.
Ooh, I shouldn't have been.
Yeah, you have to be a full cricket outfit.
Yeah I'll be like a wicket keeper but with a bat for some reason. That's how I'd go out.
Mine would be backwards at about 300 k's an hour in a car off a cliff into a flaming wreckage. I'm going to do this. I'm going to fucking do it properly.
Film it?
Just get something from it. I don't know, about 9 kilos of heroin in me. Just in an old like Mustang or a GT, just hooking like for the state line with cops behind me.
Yeah.
Just spin out into a wreck off a cliff. Hopefully taking a couple of people with me. A few innocents.
That's awesome.
That's how I'd have mine.
That's pretty rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
Bonnie and
you
Clyde
should release
style.
A posthumous album after that.
Yes.
It would sell. I'd buy it. All right. Next question. Also quite dark now that I look at it.
Oh, God. Come on, lighten the mood.
This one's from Nick Stanley, at NickStanley97. His question is, where is the best place to hide a body?
Potting shed.
Potting shed.
I didn't say that. Whoops. I don't know. What
speaking
are you
from previous experience?
The best place to hide a body in the game of hide and seek is behind the bed. It's a classic.
In a morgue?
That's going to stink.
In a morgue.
In a morgue.
I reckon, how about if you put it into like a bean bag and then filled it with beans and then just...
That would stink.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, are we allowed there, to, like,
no,
are we
just
allowed
put,
to cut up the body?
Just put one of those like pine trees in there. Those little like air fresheners.
Yeah.
Hide out around the nose.
I think it'd be better maybe to hide him in a box of air fresheners then so he gets drowned by the...
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like air freshener beans.
Are you allowed to cut up the body?
Hide it in the
stir fry. There's no rules.
Easy. You just cut it up and chuck them in the fire.
Yeah, I was going to say
that's not really where you're hiding.
It's more how would you cremate a body?
Yeah.
Oh, hide.
Actually, somebody on Twitter, Podman at Heart Y Roundoff, yeah, said in a stew. So you're on a similar wavelength.
Stir fry stew, anything meat based, really. Nice stroganoff.
Even a little goulash.
I've always thought, you know, when people raid a house, like how often do you ever see him like jump up into the roof and have a look
roof space?
Yeah, roof space, or you know, I think under a decking, just wrapped in a bag, shallow grave, just deck or timber right
over
the top of that.
Roof spaces are rarely checked for how often it seems to be where things are hidden.
There is quite a lot of space up there. Mm. You can hide some shit.
The next question's gonna be a bit, you know, brighter, not...
Yeah, more light-hearted.
Are you a bit upset?
The next ones kind of are. All right, shall we move on?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, thank you for that question, though.
You twisted weirdo.
We're all going away for a long time after this.
Don't check our roof space. All right, the next one is from a Mutoid Man at Bobby Coester. And he's sent us a few questions. So we'll just try and... smash these out around us all. So, first question is, what's it like on the moon? Corbsy, quickly, what do you think about it?
Dry, very dark, and not many drive-thrus.
I reckon overrated.
Fish? We've got a few of these to get through.
Sexy.
All right, I'll say cheesy. Next question. Want to eat a wet rock?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll lick it.
But will you eat it though?
Nah.
Yeah. Like, can I eat the wet rock, though? Can my teeth actually get it? Assuming I can.
Probably.
That's up to your bone structure, mate. Don't ask me. You mean you're drinking your calcium?
Yeah, oh, you're wet rock. I hope that's not a typo and rock's supposed to be something else.
Like sock.
Hate those.
Please, tube sock.
Where my cock
goes. Actually, almost worse. Right. Is there a place for a kooky skateboarder guy like... me, or this guy, in heaven.
Yep, no longer downs.
I said, come be skate park.
What have you done, like...
He means in heaven, guys.
Oh, heaven.
No longer downs!
Yes, it's similar to the cinema. Everyone's got a silent seat, just go and sit in yours.
Dude, if all dogs go to heaven, then I'm sure you do as well, mate. hug a baby?
Nah.
Fezzy, hug a baby?
Yeah, if it was, like, family.
It's supposed to be lightning round, guys. Come on, hug a baby.
So, let me get this straight. You guys wouldn't hug a stranger's baby, but you'd eat rocks.
Yeah, because a rock isn't going to shit in my arms.
Yeah, that's true.
Babies do, though.
They vomit.
Fishy.
I'd hug a baby.
I would hug a baby, but only if it was pretty chubby. Because if it wasn't,
yeah.
I feel like I'd crush that baby.
Yeah.
I don't want to be responsible for killing a baby.
Skinny babies are weird.
We should not have children.
Hug your daddy. Hug your daddy. Apparently you'd have a blast. Would you hug your daddy?
Sugar daddy, hell yeah. Get some cash.
Yeah.
To be honest, these questions haven't given us much to play with here.
Hug and daddy. Yes.
Yeah. Fine with that. Love my dad. Do you have a fat Albert in the can?
Yes, but I flushed it and now it's gone.
Not at the moment.
I haven't got one in the can. I've still got mine in the chamber.
And I'm all free at the moment. So that was the end of that lightning round of... Yeah. Thanks for the questions.
Thank you.
And I think this is our last question, which again is getting a bit weird. Say a lot about our listener demographic, actually, but we appreciate them all.
I'm just glad we have a demographic. It could easily be falling on deaf ears.
Now, we love you all. Thanks a lot for the questions. Final Twitter question of the week is, if the time-space continuum depended on you going back in time to sleep with your own 18-year-old mum,
no,
would you
No. This is a, like, I don't know much about physics or anything, but what is the space-time continuum and what is the repercussions if I don't do this? Like, what does it mean? It just means everything.
Well, you wouldn't be born if you do have sex with your mum.
Well, you would, but you might be your own
dad. It's like, just imagine, like, yeah, everything that's happened was a loop of, yeah... Somehow, yeah, this started. It's like the chicken or the egg. No one knows when it started, but at some point you had sex with your mom, and then she had you.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's never ending loop.
It's like Back to the Future type shit.
Yeah.
Are there hoverboards in it?
Irrelevant.
Hoverboards are always. Yeah.
No.
No?
Well, I'd say no.
Would you sleep with your mother?
It's just because it's disgusting.
Well, yeah, it's just, well, because the thing is, I would know about it mentally in my head. I would know that this is happening.
Yeah, it's impossible. And I think it's impossible to do.
Yeah. I'd actually, like, I would go as far to say I'd rather Fez go back in time and do the deed and have him as a dad than me.
Imagine if Fez is your dad. You are born of Fez. No, I prefer that as well. Okay, let's answer two questions then. Let's say, would you do your 18-year-old mum?
No.
And if not, would you let Fez do the deed?
Yes.
Fez?
I would not do my mum.
Would you let yourself do the deed?
No.
That's the same question. Where Fish?
No. And what's the other one?
Would you let Fez specifically.
I think I'd rather not exist. If that's an option.
A self-abortion.
Yeah. Yeah, I also would not do my mum, surprisingly. It's like, it's just, it's too hard to get past. I'd never be able to do it.
No.
And
you'd need a penis pump to get it up.
And would I let Fez go on? If it was like Fez or me not existing. Okay. But that means Fez is going to be my dad. If it was like Fez is some rat bag who's like cheated with my mum.
They didn't say it was necessarily the one that knocked your mum up. Fez could have safe sex and, you know, her and your dad meet up later in life.
Mm.
Or they could have already had you and she's cheated on your dad with Fez.
That's true. It doesn't say knock up, but it is implied. I don't think it, like, for some reason the time-space continuum is going to be... Like, if you go back there and...
What, do you want Fez as a dad? I'm trying to work this out for you.
All right.
You can call me daddy.
Hello, daddy.
That's the end of our Twitter questions this week. Thanks to everybody that sent them through. Make sure to get them through next week, or fortnight rather, on twitter.com/goodfriendsleonandfez. We do answer all questions. You can hear we don't care how messed up they are.
Yep.
And you can also like us.
Having said that, keep it within reason.
Yeah. Well,
having said that, we don't agree.
Yeah, anything you want.
Anything.
The way Fish is the one that's like, no, let's keep them like basic. When he's low, I'm like, yeah, no filter. So yeah, and you can also like us on facebook.com/goodfriendsleonandfez. We'll be trying to put pictures of Fish licking somebody's eye on that.
No,
you can.
It's the other way around.
Damn it. Oh yeah, Fish getting his eye licked. Fish getting his eye licked within the next fortnight. Aside from that, keep listening. We really appreciate it. Spread the word. Hopefully you guys enjoy the show. Let your friends know. And let's do some quick shout-outs before we sign out.
Yeah, shout-out to the dude that gave us those 6 random questions.
Mutoid Man.
Yeah, shout-out to Mutoid Man.
You enjoyed the questions?
Yeah, that was just easy.
Shout-out to the makers of novelty-sized condom hats for the hilarious drawing system we had today.
But being an audio medium, no one got to see it.
Exactly.
I'll do a shout out, as always, to the comrades who aren't here. Leroy for saying Lupin News. Lexus for loving it in Europe. You bastard. and Tyson, who may come back one day.
I'll give a shout out to all the listeners. Keep listening. We appreciate all your support. And yeah, look at me. Let's quickly take us out.
All right, listeners, next fortnight we should have Leroy back live in the studio.
Yeah, we're going to be we're doing our first song, first performance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
First original song.
Yeah, so it should be a good one, so stay tuned. Have a good week.
Bye.